All right, let's get the show on the road. We got a big one tonight. Why don't we start with the carry out? Here are today's top stories. I don't even know where to start with the continuing spin over the firing of FBI Director James Comey. It's hard to even follow. It's like a game of telephone. Jimmy wants to go out with you. Jimmy wants to play peekaboo? No. Jimmy wants to go to Bonner? Who's Jimmy? The White House and the FBI seem to be at odds on who said what, when, and how many times, and how big all of this should be. And President Trump isn't helping his own story. First, it was a recommendation from the Department of Justice, but then he said in an interview with NBC that he was pondering the made-up Russia investigation and just acted. Oh. Then President Trump seemed to muddy waters further by saying that he talked with the FBI Director James Comey about whether or not he was under investigation 3 times, which is troubling because why? Why? Why are you calling the FBI director? Also, you don't have anyone else to do that for you? You don't have like a deputy something or another? An assistant? A bagman? I mean, we watch Veep, right? You couldn't get Gary to do it? So weird. It's the president. Hey, am I under investigation? Thanks. Come on. Right now, if you're a liberal, you're saying impeach. If you're a conservative, you're saying who cares? To which liberals respond, election. And conservatives say emails. And I just summed up everybody's Facebook page, right? All in one quick summation. What I think is a bigger story was that the interview President Trump gave to The Economist. Did you see this, Pete? When talking about his economic plans, he used the phrase, quote, prime the pump. And then he said, and I quote, have you heard that expression used before? Because I haven't heard it. I mean, I came up with it a couple days ago and I thought it was good. I mean, it's what you have to do. That can't be real. I mean, it really is it possible that Donald Trump is Andy Kaufman? I mean, is this just a whole bit and he's just loving every minute of it? I mean, today he went and got into a Twitter war with Rosie O'Donnell. Again! Sorry to yell there. Jeez Louise. Governor Rauner attended graduation ceremonies at Chicago State University today. When he was introduced, he was booed. Of course, Chicago State's seen its share of troubles thanks to the budget stalemate. But you know what? I give Rauner credit for showing up. I mean, he had to know that was going to happen. And his response, I'd love to boo our system as well. That's a strong comeback. Rauner's getting this. It's taking a couple of years, but he's getting it. I don't know. If I were at a graduation and I got booed, then I had to sit through like a 2-hour ceremony. It'd be really hard. Also, Chicago State, you got the governor of Illinois. The best I got was a jazz singer. That's not accurate. I also got Senators Columbia College. I had Senator Paul Simon. How cool is that, right? He phoned it in. Macy's reported terrible first quarter numbers, amounts to a 39% loss in first quarter profits. I blame it on the thermostat in their State Street store. I mean, you go there in the wintertime with your coat and it's so hot and you got to lug the coat around. Oh, no, I'm out. I'm ordering online. Today was the last day for Steve Harvey's show in Chicago. He's leaving for L.A. to rebrand the show. Just Steve. Okay. He didn't bring any of his staff from Chicago, so they're out of jobs. And to repay Harvey for that move, they sent Robert Feeder a Harvey memo where he gets all crappy and says, don't talk to me in the hallways. It's a classic memo. Read it at Feeder's blog. It's the greatest. It's a written version of, we'll do it live! We'll do it live. It's so good, it's gone super viral. Again, Harvey doesn't have a deputy, a senior producer, a grip that could just stand outside the dressing room. No, he's got it. No, there's absolutely no need to send that email, dude. When asked about the email today, he said he's not going to apologize. So he cuts the jobs to move to L.A. He yells at some staff not to look at him in the hallway. All right, well, it's a small industry. I'm sure that won't come back to haunt you when you're trying to get someone to buy your sandwich when you're hosting Showtime at the Apollo in 5, 10, 15 years when you're back. Does he still do that? Does he still do that like on the side? He was really good at that, by the way. In weather, all right, this is more like it, right? Now let's add 10 degrees, keep it going. In sports, the Cubs have the night off after losing to the Rockies. Both Addison Russell and Anthony Rizzo sat out yesterday with nagging injuries. Hayward already on the DL, but you know what? That's fine because you got the depth. What you don't want to see is any of the starting pitchers go down with injuries. That's usually the telltale that this season will be different than the last. So far, so good. The Cubs, they'll turn it around. Also, Justin Grimm sent to the minors. Jameer Candelario stays in the bigs. He could be a serviceable outfielder in Hayward's absence, or at least carry the bags. Right? He could be the guy. Seriously, he could write the memo. Don't look at Rizzo in the eyes, guys. Tomorrow night, Cubs-Cardinals. Ooh, good weekend series. The Sox need a victory tonight at the G-spot to split the series and end a four-game skid. They're currently 2.5 back and a couple more untimely losses, and they're pretty much out of this thing. Got to turn it up, turn it around. The right guy's on the mound tonight, Derek Holland, the former Ranger left-hander, is having a career resurgence on the south side. So let's keep it going. Also, who's even on the Twins these days? Justin Morneau still play there? Torrey Hunter? Rob Deer? Frank Viola still pitching? Burt Bylevin? Bylevin on the mound tonight? The ghost of Kirby Puckett? No? In hockey, the Anaheim Ducks move on. They'll be facing the Nashville Predators in the Western Conference Final. In the East, Ottawa takes on Pittsburgh. Anaheim and Ottawa? Yeah, all the way. Another blowout in the NBA playoffs last night as the Celtics routed the Wizards. These series might be close, but each game is a blowout. Is there anything worse than blowout playoff basketball? It's so dumb. Bears rookie minicamp's underway. Mitchell Trubisky's there. He arrived in his grandma's 1997 Toyota Camry. I don't trust a franchise quarterback who doesn't drive an Escalade. Also, the Bears released wide receiver Eddie Royal and Will Sutton today when healthy Eddie Royal looked like a pro, but he was hurt all the time. Will Sutton was a third-round pick in 2014. Who from 2014 has even left? Third round. Ugh, cut. But good news, former New York Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz is supposed to visit Hallis Hall on Monday. Cruz, remember the salsa dance? Dun-dun, he scored a touchdown to the salsa dance? Yeah, we need more of that. Come on, sign him. Finally tonight, scientists found evidence of a new dinosaur in Montana that roamed the Earth millions of years ago. They named it Zool because it looks like the dog-like creature from Ghostbusters. So that's where Rick Moranis went. Yeah. That's the carryout for May 11, 2017. Hey, it's so nice out. We turned the old orange drink machine on. Probably should have cleaned it out from last year. So sticky. All right, coming up, we'll talk about teens and their social media habits. Also, in the 8 o'clock hour, director Azza Jacobs will be here. Talk about his film, The Lovers. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.